MMAtorch.com editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the daily audio update for Monday, August 11th, 2008. We've got some UFC 87 fallout here today, as well as some thoughts from around the world of MMA and possible opponent for Brock Lesnar coming up here. First off, we've got some medical suspensions confirmed by the Minnesota Combative Sports Commission out of UFC 87. George St. Pierre and John Fitch both got 30 days for cuts. Dan Evanson has a 30-day suspension following his loss to Czech Congo. He's going to need a CT scan to rule out any serious damage before he can come back from that suspension. Also, Ryan Thomas is going to miss 30 days due to cuts after his loss to Ben Saunders. So there is your medical suspensions for UFC 87. Next up, Dave Meltzer from Wrestling Observer on the Figure Four Weekly online site has talked about the next possible opponent for Brock Lesnar. The leading candidate right now is Czech Congo. You know, I'm not sure how I feel about this fight for Czech. It's definitely a fight that Lesnar can win. It's a fight that Lesnar can dominate again just because of the superior ground game that he'll hold against Czech Congo in this fight, if this does indeed happen. Now, that being said, it's tough to say who else you put in there with Lesnar. That was the conundrum coming out of the weekend, is who in the UFC's heavyweight division can take on Lesnar right now. And you know, Czech had a big win for him, and it would be a big victory for him to take out Lesnar if he indeed can pull that off. But it would also be another stepping stone for Lesnar in moving on to trying to get his way into a future title fight for the UFC. The heavyweight division for UFC is just so weak right now that it's really tough to figure out who you put in there. Also giving his thoughts on UFC 87 was WWE's Jim Ross on his barbecue, jrsbarbecue.com. He gave his thoughts on the fights and the presentation in this blog, much of which I definitely agree with. The pre-fight interviews and pre-show interviews, it's getting really monotonous and very, very much making a lot of these UFC shows feeling very much like the same event every time. I mean, from the opening Gladiator intro to pretty much the same style, the same look with the interviews before every fight, especially with them not identifying the fighters with graphics, as JR suggests that it would be a good idea to do here. So that's definitely something that I agree with him on that. He also gives his thoughts on the rest of the fights and the fighters here, giving big props to Brock Lesnar, as many have, as well as to John Fitch for getting through that fight. Now, I've been thinking about this BJ Penn George St. Pierre fight for a little while here, and the more I think about it, the less I see it needing to happen. I mean, George St. Pierre kind of has bigger things to do and bigger things on his plate than BJ Penn right now. Because, I mean, BJ Penn's a great fighter. I'm not going to take anything away from BJ Penn. But he should be concentrating on that lightweight division. And it was kind of disappointing to see him immediately in there, in the cage on Saturday, without George even getting a chance to celebrate his victory. And, you know, in the post-fight press conference and in his interviews, George was saying, you know, BJ Penn deserves a fight, and I'm not going to back down from any fight. But you could also see in his voice he was kind of skirting around wanting to say that he didn't want to do that fight, because it just doesn't seem like that one needs to happen for George. I mean, what does he prove by beating BJ Penn again? Really, BJ Penn's the one that's got something to gain out of this fight. And the George St. Pierre 2008 is a lot different than the George St. Pierre 2006, and I honestly think that he would just... It would be a much different fight than their first encounter, and George St. Pierre would have a much easier time with BJ Penn. Now, if BJ wants to come up to the welterweight division, by all means, he should do that, but... Yeah, I mean, he's got a lightweight title to defend, and that's his weight class. And now you got Kenny Florian, who, by all intents and purposes, deserves that title shot. He's got to sit on the sidelines now and wait for BJ to get this welterweight itch out of him, out of his, you know. So Dana White in the press conference said they're going to put it together because both guys want it, and that's what they're going to do. So that sounds like that's going to be the next fight for both of them. I just doesn't seem like it's necessarily the fight that needs to happen for GSP. I mean, BJ Penn just has a lot more to gain out of this fight, and I just don't see how much is in it for George. So you know, outside of that, it's been kind of a slow news day. So we'll be back for more tomorrow with another daily audio update. So make sure to check out what we've got here on the site from the last couple of days. Jason Bent has a new column up about the Lesnar-Herring fight. Alex Williams continues to post news on his blog. We've got our roundtable reviews with Sean Ennis and Frank Hyden giving their scores as well as mine. I wrote a new column yesterday about the UFC live experience, as well as Jed Goodman with his yes and no column for Saturday Night Show, and our two audio reviews of UFC 87, my daily audio update from about 3 a.m. on Saturday night, and then my discussion with Sean Ennis on the show. So make sure to check those out and keep checking back on MMAtorch.com daily for our new daily audio update and continued news and analysis and columns from our contributors and columnists. So thank you for listening once again, and